We wrote this show, and this is just two of G.K. Chesterton's essays that we put together for a little montage. It's at the end of the play, and he's talking to his wife. So, we live in a strange age, my dear. We live in an age in which up is down and down is up. We live in an age in which men would rather find death and all its gloom as an answer to life, rather than God and all his happiness. You see, men behold the glory of creation, and seeing that nature repeats herself, he assumes that she is dead, like some clock left ticking in the tomb of the universe. But it may be that the sun rises every morning because he never got tired of rising. His routine may be due not to a lifelessness, but to a rush of life. Take, for instance, what I mean. When a child finds a game or a joke he especially enjoys, he says, "Do it again! Do it again!" And the grown-up person does it again until he is nearly dead. That is because grown-up people are not strong enough to exult in monotony. But perhaps our God is strong enough to exult in monotony. And perhaps he says every morning to the sun, "Do it again!" And every evening to the moon, "Do it again!" It may not be automatic necessity that makes all daisies alike. It could be that our God makes each one of them separately, but he's never gotten tired of making them. You see, he has the eternal appetite of infancy. For we have sinned and grown old, but our Father is younger than we. Yes, he is the happy man, the happy God man who puts modern man to shame for all his gloom and hopelessness. You see, modern man drinks and shouts across the tavern of time, "Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you die." Well, this is not the clarion call to joy. This is rather the voice of doom, chiding the almost dead rats on a sinking ship. He is no more reveler than he is a saint. Why, the early church was founded on a serious joie de vivre. Jesus Christ himself made wine not a medicine but a sacrament. Modern man makes wine not a sacrament, but a medicine. He drinks because he is not glad. He revels because he is not joyful. "Drink," he says, "for you know not whence you come nor why. Drink, for you know not when you go nor where. Drink, for the stars are cruel and the earth is idle as a humming top. Drink, because there is nothing worth trusting, nothing worth fighting for." And so he stands, offering us the cup in his hands. But at the high altar of Christianity stands another figure in whose hand is also a cup. "Drink," he says, "for the whole world is as red as this wine with the crimson of the love and wrath of God. Drink, for the trumpets are blowing for battle and this is the stirrup cup. Drink, for this is the blood of the new covenant, my blood which is shed for you. Drink, for I know of whence you come and why. Drink, for I know of when you go and where."